Once again, good morning to all.
兄姐妹早.
Today we are still continuing on the series on 2 Samuel, on the latter half of David's life. It's one king only because the end of David's life is recorded for us in this book instead.
今天我们的经文是处于在, 列王记上.
No, when I hear Michelle's voice, I kind of think it's a bit of deja vu. There was something like I had that 3 weeks ago. Pray for her. Okay, allow me to read for us this morning's text. I will only read certain verses. Now, King David was old and advanced in years. And although they covered him with clothes, he could not get warm. Therefore, his servants said to him, "Let a young woman be sought for my lord the king, and let her wait on the king and be in his service. Let her lie in your arms, that my lord the king may be warm." So they sought for a beautiful young woman throughout the territory of Israel, and found Abishag the Shunammite, and brought her to the king. The young woman was very beautiful, and was of service to the king, and attended to him, but the king knew her not. Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith, exalted himself, saying, "I will be king," and prepared for himself chariots and horsemen, and 50 men to run before him. His father had never at any time displeased him by saying, "Why have you done this and so?" He was also a very handsome man, and was born next after Absalom. He conferred with Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and Abitar, the priest, and they followed Adonijah and helped him. But Zadok, the priest, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan, the prophet, and Shimei, and Rei, and David's mighty men were not with Adonijah. Adonijah sacrificed sheep, oxen, and fattened cattle by the serpent's stone. By the serpent stone, which is beside Enrogel, and invited the brothers, the king's son, and all the royal officials of Judah, but did not invite Nathan the prophet, or Benaiah, or the mighty man, or Solomon his brother. Verse 43. Jonathan answered Adonijah, "No, for our Lord King David has made Solomon king." Now, This is a report that after a lot of things has happened, and in the midst, and after Adonijah and the guests were eating, came in this person, Jonathan, to give this report. Okay, allow me to repeat verse 43. Jonathan answered Adonijah, "No, for our Lord King David has made Solomon king, and the king has sent with him Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and the Sheratites and the Pelethites. And they have had him ride on the king's mule. And Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet have anointed the king at Gihon. And they have gone up from there rejoicing, so that the city is in an uproar. This is the noise that you have heard. Solomon sits on the royal throne. Moreover, the king's servant came to congratulate our Lord King David, saying, 'May your God make the name of Solomon more famous than yours, and make his throne greater than your throne.' And the king bowed himself on the bed, and the king also said, 'Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has granted someone to sit on my throne this day, and my eyes seeing it.'" Well, I'm only reading part of the passage because this whole story, if I were to read everything, is about 1,440 words.
今天的经文我只读了其中的一半.
Well, the story actually talks about many small stories. Actually, contains many small stories.
其实有很多情节.
But one thing that the story contains, it tells us about a happy day, that it was a happy day for many Israelites.
但是对于以色列人来说，这是一个令人欢喜的日子.
And the folks on that day were so joyful and they made so much noise that the ground along the street split up.
他们是如此的兴奋,欢呼声震地。
And let's say if we were to move from the street and go indoor.
当我们转移视线到大卫王的房间里,
and we go deeper in, into the king's chamber.
在大卫王里面的寝室,
we will no longer hear those loud noises.
我们听不到喧哗声,
but we will certainly find the same mood of celebration that is just filling the whole room.
但仍然感觉到喜悦庆贺的心情,
because David has finally named his successor on the throne, to his throne.
因为大卫终于指定他王位的继承人,
and David servants are there to congratulate the king that his son Solomon is now king over Judah and Israel.
而大卫的仆人贺祝他因为他的儿子所罗门如今是犹大和以色列的王.
And after the congratulation is a turn for the king himself to say something about a happy occasion.
在这个愉快的时刻, 大卫王说,
and these are his words.
他说,
blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has granted someone to sit on my throne this day, my eyes seeing it.
耶和华以色列的神是应当称颂的, 因他赐我一人今日坐在我的位上, 我也亲眼看见了。
Now, David is here affirming that Solomon's coronation is the Lord's doing.
他是在说所罗门的继位是上帝所赐的。
Now, I think maybe we can ask a question.
那我们要问一个问题,
how did David arrive at such a conclusion?
那大卫是怎么得出这样的结论呢?
How did David arrive at such a conclusion?
怎样得出这样的结论呢?
Well, we need to go to the story.
那我们必须深入地去了解。
I skip over many of the verses because it's way too long.
今天的经文是很长。
But yet, we read the front part which begins this story with, now King David was old and advanced in years.
那经文是这样开始的, 大卫王年纪老迈。
He was so old and he was so frail.
他是这么, 虚弱。
To the point that he wasn't able to feel warmness in his body.
甚至用被遮盖也仍不觉暖。
His servant then suggested getting him a young woman to help him with his problem.
那他的仆人就建议让一位年轻女子帮他解决问题。
Friends, I need to ask.
那我们要问这个问题。
Do we see the logic behind the servant's suggested solution?
那请问仆人背后的这种逻辑是什么呢?
I must admit that I can't catch that logic.
我不得不承认我找不到。
Because if the need here is for him to be able to, is for someone to transfer to him bodily warmness,
因为如果这里需要的是转移体温,
then why can't one of or all of the 18 wives that David has do the job?
那为什么大卫的18个妻子不能做这件事呢?
Why do they have to get in someone like Abishag?
为什么要派极其貌美的亚比沙?
A woman, yes, who is not only beautiful, but very beautiful.
非常美貌。
Now, Bible interpreters have put forth different reasons to explain why Abishag was sought and placed in the king's chamber.
那各种原因可以解释为什么亚比沙被招到王的寝室里。
And among all the reasons proposed, I find one slightly more likely or more probable.
我认为有一个原因的可能性最大。
Now, back in those days,
那当时,
people believed that there is a definite link between the king's natural power and the power and effectiveness of his rule.
人们相信国王的体力与他统治的权力有着密切的关系。
I'm not getting across, am I?
可能大家仍然一头雾水。
Do you already understood what I say?
你们已经了解了吗?
Some yes, some no. The smarter ones say yes, but maybe for the rest of us, we might have to know at this point, in a sense, escalate the rating from a bit of PG to somewhere between NC-16 and M-18 to make it clearer.
要说得更白的话，就可能儿童不宜。
Well, let's try again.
我们再试一下。
People back then think that the physical and sexual vigor of a king has a direct impact on his ability to rule the country.
当时的人认为国王的体力和性欲直接影响到他统治国家的能力。
David was now old, in fact very old.
大卫如今已年老, 老迈了。
And he has not been seen active in his bedroom for quite a while.
已经很久, 没和妻子行房了。
And so people, because of the belief that they held, start to worry and start to question if David should still remain as king.
因此有些人开始质疑大卫是否 仍然有统治王国的能力。
Because if he has lost his virility, then in their mind, this person should no longer be king.
因为如果他他没有性欲了，他就不应该再做国王了。
And so the servant went around to find and recruit the very beautiful Abishag.
所以关心他的仆人就找到极其貌美的亚比煞。
And I'm sure we know now the purpose of Abishag is to help him regain his activeness.
目的是要帮助他恢复以往的性欲。
Well, but sad to say.
但可悲的是
Very soon the Bible announced to us the outcome of the servant's experiment.
那仆人的实验结果是
Verse 4 says that the king knew her not.
王却没有与她亲近
Which means David continued to remain inactive.
意味着大卫仍然没有性欲
Now David's condition was signaled that it's time for a change of kingship.
大卫的这种情况表明了现在是改变王权的时候
And so his oldest surviving son Adonijah.
所以大卫的长子亚多尼亚
who is the rightful heir,
正规的继承人
began to campaign for the throne.
开始争取王位。
Now friends, from the beginning, from the opening verse up to this point, what can we say about David?
看到这里我们所看到的大卫王是怎样的呢?
He is very old and frail.
他老迈,身体虚弱。
His condition couldn't be helped even when the best possible treatment was given him.
即使给予最好的治疗，也对他毫无帮助。
And his son is ready to have him replaced.
并且他的儿子已经准备好接任他。
This much we see about David up to this point.
我们看到的是到这里。
Let's continue reading the story.
那让我们继续探讨。
Because we still need the other ingredients in the story to answer the earlier question.On how David arrived at this conclusion.
因为还需要其他的线索来解答大卫如何得出如此的结论。
Now the verses that we skip over during this morning scripture reading tells us that while Adonijah was holding his party at in Enrogel.
今早我们跳过的经文告诉我们，当亚多尼亚在引罗节庆祝时。
A conspiracy was at the same time taking place in the palace.
同时有一个阴谋正在皇宫里进行。
Nathan the prophet, who was not invited to the party, went to speak to Bathsheba.
拿单那个没有被邀请参加宴席的先知去见了拔示巴。
He warned Bathsheba, Solomon's mother, that both she and the son will sure die if Adonijah become king.
他警告所罗门的母亲拔示巴说，如果亚多尼亚成为王，他和他的儿子都会死。
And having successfully made Bathsheba feel fearful,
那现在拔示巴就觉得非常恐慌。
The prophet then urged her to go into the into the king's chamber and speak to him.
先知就促使他去见国王。
And he even gave her the words to say to the king.
他甚至教他该说什么。
And one more thing, he assured her that he will also go in right after her to strengthen her case.
并且向他保证，当他说完后，他将会在那里以加强他的请求。
Well, the actions quickly follows.
那事情发展的迅速。
Bathsheba went to see the king.
拔示巴去见王。
And she has this to say to the king.
他对他说。
She said that, "My lord, you swore to your servant by the Lord God, saying, 'Solomon, your son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit on my throne.' And now, behold, Adonijah is king. Although you, my lord, the king." Do not know.
我主啊，你曾向卑女指着耶和华你的神启示说，你儿子所罗门必接续我做王，坐在我王位上。现在亚多尼亚做王了，我主我王却不知道。
Well, these are certainly the things to say to a king and this kind of critical moment.
这肯定是在这个关键时刻必须对大卫王说的话。
To remind the king that he himself was promised to let Solomon and not Adonijah be his successor.
来提醒他，是他自己亲自答应让所罗门接续做王。
And to remind him that the vow was made before God, so that you know there's nowhere for him to run.
并声明这是在神面前发的誓。
But then we encounter a problem here.
但在这里有一个问题。
Because from the day where David peeped through Bathsheba's window,
从大卫初见拔示巴。
Till this moment when she's looking at a younger girl lying in the king's arm.
直到目前这个时候，当她看到服侍国王的美貌少女。
There's no record of such a promise ever being made.
圣经并没有记录这样的誓言。
In other words, we cannot find this promise being recorded for us when we search the entire book of 2 Samuel.
在整个撒母耳记下找不到这样的承诺。
Now, did Nathan who taught Bathsheba what to do make this up?
是幕后的主使人拿单伪造出来的吗？
Is Nathan a political animal?
他是在玩政治游戏吗？
Or is it simply because the author of 2 Samuel choose not to report this?
还是撒母耳选择不记载这一点？
Well, on this we need to suspend judgment because the Bible is silent.
那我们不能做出判断，因为圣经在这点是沉默的。
But what we can say with greater certainty is that when David himself speak before the king,
但是我们可以肯定地说，当拿单在国王面前说话时，
he was out to poison the king's mind and to manipulate him to act in according to what he himself wants.
是要操纵大卫王，按照自己的想法去行。
Now we will only highlight one of his acts of manipulation, although there are more.
在这里，我们只强调其中的一个这样操纵的举动。
Nathan reported to King David in verse 25.
在25节，拿单说，
And behold, they are eating and drinking before him and saying, Long live King Adonijah.
他听
She's shocked.
他们正在亚多尼亚面前吃喝说，愿亚多尼亚王万岁。
Well,From what we have read, we know that it's true that Adonijah did organize a party to eat with the powerful men of Israel.
其实亚多尼亚确实是和以色列强势的人群在宴席中吃喝。
And the purpose for throwing the feast was likely to campaign and lobby for support.
那这个宴席想必是要赢得这些人对他接续为王的支持。
And probably nothing more.
而已。
But that's not how Nathan put it across to the king.
但拿单却扭转了这个。
He made the king believe that the guests were already exclaiming, Long live King Adonijah.
他让国王相信所有人们正在欢呼，愿亚多尼亚王万岁。
He made David believe that Adonijah had no regard for his father and had went ahead to make himself king.
他让大卫以为亚多尼亚不顾父亲，并且以封自己为王了。
And by doing so, Nathan has successfully generated anger in David against his son Adonijah.
这样做呢，拿单成功的让大卫对儿子发怒。
And by doing so, David was also forced to recall the treachery of Absalom.
也逼大卫来回忆起亚沙龙的背叛。
And his recollection injected pain into his heart.
让他感到如此心痛。
And that pain transformed into an impetus to act.
那把这份痛楚转移，促使大卫行动。
And being propelled, he indeed act.
作为他行动的推动力。
David the king went on to give his commandments to anoint Solomon as king.
大卫王宣告所罗门为国王。
And the rest we know our history. And having reached this point of the story, I think I'd like to once again ask a question that I asked earlier on.
到了这个段落，让我再次提出先前提到的问题。
From the opening.First, up to this point, what can we say about David?
从经文的开始直到这里，我们该怎样来形容大卫王呢？
He is old and frail.
他老迈，身体虚弱。
His condition couldn't be helped even when given the best possible treatment.
即使给予最好的治疗也没有帮助。
His son is ready to have him ousted and replaced.
他的儿子准备好接续他。
He was subjected to the manipulation of Bathsheba.
他受拔示巴的操纵。
Who was first herself being manipulated by and made fearful by Nathan?
而拔示巴先前被拿单操纵。
And then he was subjected to the manipulation by his advisor who played on his emotions.
接下来大卫被拿单先知拿单来操纵他的情绪。
And finally, he seems to have awakened from his slumber, and he gave order to anoint Solomon as king.
到了最后，他似乎从沉睡中醒来。以王的身份来下命令。
Well, the least that we have collected is from the stories that we have heard earlier.
那以上列出的种种处境。
In it, we see that David was having very bad health condition.
我们看到他的身体虚弱。
And also, we can see in this list the good and evil intention people had towards him.
我们也看到人们对他的善意和不良的意图。
All the kind and the unkind treatment he faced.
他面对的善良和不仁的待遇。
And then also, lastly and finally, his personal involvement in shaping the present and the future.
以及他塑造现在和未来的个人参与。
I show us David's conclusion, and it's with all these elements, these items, this list. that he built that conclusion.
就是在这个这种种种的处境下，大卫王做了他的结论。
And now, when we place this list side by side with his conclusion, next slide, please.
当我们把这所有的处境和大卫的结论并列时
，What do we see?
我们看到什么呢？
Would we not think that the two doesn't quite correspond to one another?
我们是否能看到他们似乎不应没有对应
？As in, when we try to add up all the individual items in the list,
就是以上所列出的处境加起来
，we will not expect to get a result that looks something like what we find in the column on the right.
应该不会得到我们所看到的这样的结论。
In other words, there is a disjointedness here.
换句话说，这里有一个脱节。
Now, when there is, then let's say if in the list there was a third or more of those items that were more spiritual in characteristic, then we will say that the two items, I mean the two lists actually, you know, correspond to each other.
如果以上的三个或更多的项目有更属灵的一面，那我们可以很有信心的说，他们是有对应的。
But the items in the list are predominantly unworthy human motives.And plots.
但所列出的这些处境，主要是关于人不良的动机和操纵的情节。
In short, that we don't see a good link between these two lists.
我们看到有一个脱节。
And now that we have taken a look at this, you know, lack of a link, this disjointedness.
现在我们知道有这样的一种脱节的。
Then what can we say about David, who has concluded? Who has made such a conclusion?
我们该如何来形容大卫能够在这一切中做出他的结论
？A conclusion that sounds so spiritual.
做出如此属灵的一个结论。
Was he trying to sound politically correct because Israel was by right a theocracy?
他是否试图在人们面前显得正确，因为以色列是属于民主制度的
？Was he just uncritical about things?
还是他对事情不屑一顾吗
？Now may I suggest to us?
在这里。
That what we have here,
我们看到的
is a man who is after God's heart,
是一个追求上帝心意的人
who again now is in his elements.
那现在他又再次的回到上帝面前
What do I mean?
什么意思呢
The book of 2 Samuel and 1 King want to tell us that David is good at two things.
撒母耳记下和列王记上要告诉我们大卫的一个优点。
不是优点，通常会发生在身上的事情。One is that he is good at making wrong decisions.
是他常常做出错误的决定。
And secondly, he is good at indecisions.
第二，他优柔寡断。
So making wrong decision, he actually, you know, peeped through someone's window and later on killed the husband. That is pretty wrong.
那大卫偷看别人的妻子，然后过后又谋杀了他的丈夫。
And he paid a high price for that.
付出了很大的代价。
And indecision, Absalom created havoc, and now Adonijah to some extent.
那因为他的优柔寡断，他两个儿子也搞出一些麻烦。
So David is good at these two things.
所以他就很善于这样的事。
Not very impressive. Wait, I need to 又在讲题外话。Not bad 啊，男的没有声音，丈夫拿水来；姐妹没有声音，太太拿水来。Very good, very good. Okay, all right, let's come back. David is known for all his mistakes, and we hear in the recent sermons.
那我们知道，大卫王是真的，常常做出错误的决定。
But here we see again this David whom.The Bible says is a man after God's heart.
但是在这里，我们再次看到一个追求上帝心意的大卫。
As in that we see a man who had acknowledged with his life that God is sovereign, that He's in control.
我们看到一个承认他的生命是由上帝主权的。
And that God is always at work.
而上帝无时无刻的在他身边动工。
Always at work.
无时无刻的。
Always at work in His midst and in our midst to accomplish His good purpose.
来成就他美好的旨意。
Good and bad things happen around David.
在大卫的周遭发生好和坏的事。
All these things took place, of course, only because the people around him designed and executed their thoughts and plans.
那这些事情发生，因为他周围的人设计和执行他们的想法和计划。
But to David,
但对大卫来说
，a man after God's heart,
一个追求上帝心意的人。
People think, people plan, people execute doesn't make it non-spiritual.
这所有的一切并不让他们成为非神性。
Because when God is at work,
因为当上帝在工作时
，when God is involved,
当上帝参与时
，it is spiritual.
那就是属灵的。
Because there's God's hand in things.
因为神奇妙的手在这世上。
And since this is David's understanding of how things goes about,
而既然大卫对事情的理解是如此。
Then there is no surprise that he could arrive at this conclusion with those elements.
我们不应该惊讶大卫可以得出这样的结论。
Friends, we live in the same real world as David.
我们和大卫生活在同一个现实的世界里。
A world where we experience happiness and sadness.
一个让我们体验幸福与悲伤
，success and failure，
成功与失败
，health and sickness，
健康与病痛
，peaceful and turbulent times，
和平与动荡的日子
，sunny and rainy days，
晴天雨天
，and days with very very hot and punishing weather like what we have this week，
以及最近非常炎热的天气。
In our world, we will also get to meet people who would want to care for us and help us。
在这世上，我们将会遇到想要照顾和帮助我们的人。
And we might have came across people who want nothing but to just exploit us for their own gains.
也可能遇到一些只想利用我们的人。
We will also get to meet people, I think, whom we wish that, you know, the minutes and seconds will keep stretching when we are spending time with them.
我们将会遇到我们希望能够和他们共处更久的人。
And we will hope, and we also come across those whom we hope that either they or us was never ever being born.
和一些我们宁愿从来没遇上的。
In our real world, we get to experience all this and even more, much more.
在现实世界中，我们都有所体验。
And more often than not,
并且
things before us don't look spiritual in nature.
往往摆在我们面前的东西，看起来并非属灵。
The evidence of God being there in our daily lives.
上帝在我们日常生活中的凭据。
That God is always at work.
在我们生命的作为
，is often so hard to find, so thin.
可能我们无法看到。
And as time goes by,
随着时间
，some of us may even prefer to think that God is just not there, or at least hardly there.
有些人甚至可能会认为上帝根本不在。
Are we one of those that think in this direction?
我们是否有这种想法呢
？But look at David.
那看看大卫。
And let's take another look at this list of things that he based on for his conclusion.
我们再次看看他做出结论的这个清单。
How many items in there do we consider spiritual?
当中有哪个项目是属灵的呢
？How many items there?
有几个呢
？Are what spiritual? I think there are two answers to my question.
这个问题有两个答案。
None.
根本没有。
Or all.
或完全都是。
When life is not lived by faith,
当生命不是因着信心而活时
then none of the things around us will be reckoned as spiritual.
没有一件事会被视为属灵的。
It is my life, I live it my way.
这是我的生命，我要怎样活就怎样活。
But for a person who is after God's heart,
但是对于一个追求神的心意的人
Then everything is spiritual.
那一切都是属灵的。
Because of such a person, God is sovereign.
因为对于这个人，上帝是主权的。
God is at work at all times.
上帝在任何时候都在工作。
God is a God who works in and through all situations to fulfill His good purpose.
上帝是一个在所有的情况下运行和完成他美好旨意的神。
And so for a person after God's heart.
因此，一个追求神的心意的人。
He or she will be one who offer up every moment of his or her life to see God's purpose fulfilled.
会把生命的每时每刻都交托，为了看到神的旨意得完成。
David is one such person.
大卫就是这样的人。
David offered his life and let God work through his aged, frail body.
他献上他老迈衰弱的身体。
The unkindness of Adonijah and Nathan and more.
亚多尼亚和拿单等对他不善的行为。
He let God work through those moments of unkindness that he experienced.
他让上帝在这当这当间做运行。
In other words, the life that David lived in real time.
他现今的生活。
In real time, he offered up to God.
他就完全交托给上帝。
And let God's will be accomplished.
而让神的旨意得完成。
David at this point in his life is again a person after God's heart.
在这一刻，他再次是追求上帝心意的人。
Maybe friends, what about us?
那我们呢？
And what sort of person that we rather be?
我们宁愿做什么样的人呢？
Will we be willing to let God use every moment of our life?
我们愿意让神利用我们的每时每刻每一个瞬间吗？
And in every moment,
在无时无刻
we acknowledge that He's sovereign and He's at work.
我们承认他的主权，还有他运行在我们当中。
That although the evidence are very thin and hard to find,
虽然可能我们的肉眼看不到。
We acknowledge that He is behind the scene doing something.
我们承认上帝正在动工。
Do we live our life with or without such a perspective, such a notion?
我们是如此的活我们的生命吗？
Let's pray. Lord, we pray for greater wisdom. And the greater ability to look out and to look around and to be able to decide our course of actions. But as we are reminded by David this morning, help us in real time to look up and also look within. To look up and pray. To look within. In order to know the prompting of your spirit on how we are to live life as a praise and a worship unto thee. Help us in Jesus' name we pray.